Welcome to ClearFit Coaching. My name is David Newcomer, and I am here to help you succeed. I've been fortunate to work with some amazing athletes, successful companies, and incredible clubs and nonprofits throughout my career. I've had the opportunity to direct events, expand charitable outreach, and develop some great friendships and relationships along the way. But maybe most importantly, I've developed and implemented plans to live a happy, balanced life. Plans that I want to share with you. I have a beautiful family, balanced financial objectives, and have worked hard to put myself in a position that allows for growth, curiosity, and fulfillment. I believe life begins at the edge of your comfort zone, so I'm going to help you push yourself beyond what you know and do today. It's a fun process, and one that can lead to a lasting change that you and everyone around you will see and appreciate. Hello, it's David with ClearFit Coaching. It is Tuesday, January 10th. I hope that you are all having a good week. I hope you're all having a great year. The episode we're going to have today, I have modestly titled Seven Steps to Happiness. And it's a collection of actions, attitudes, mindsets, practices that you can take on right now to make a difference in how things will go for you. This week has been a very good week. I took some time to reach out to a number of individuals who have helped me, supported me in both professional and personal endeavors. And you know what? If you've not taken the time to do that recently, I'd really encourage you to give it a shot. Some of the responses that I got were just beautiful. Some of them were hilarious and unexpected, and there's more to come from that. I'll share some of those stories later, but make a short list of people to reach out to, particularly those you haven't said hi to in a while, and let them know. My goal was really to reach out to those people who just in the last year have helped me to make a difference with things, and that proved to be a very fulfilling exercise. That's not even one of the seven steps. The seven steps actually start with one here that I'll try to do my best with within the podcast as well is to slow down. Or maybe better, a better way of saying it or a better way to hear it would be to say, be intentional. Focus. One of the things that's come to my attention, and this is really true of the slow down part, literally, is driving. Whether it's the way that we commute, or as I've experienced in the last couple of weeks, going skiing, everyone treats it like it's a race. Oh my God, it's not, right? Like heading up to Mary Jane, it's this big race to get to the turn. And then as soon as you make that, it's a race to get to Empire. And then it kind of slows down. It's a race going up to the top of the Berthoud Pass. And guess what? We all get there at about the same time because going down the other side, it inevitably slows down. Everybody comes to a slower pace and the ice and the road conditions, or in this case, like last week, they were doing some road work. And the people that made such an effort in a hurry about passing me are two cars ahead of me. Doesn't make a difference. Slow down. That's the literal slow down, right? But to be intentional, to focus on things, let's talk about that for a second. What I'm talking about here is to take the time to appreciate the sounds, the smells, feel of the cool air in the morning. I took my shoes and socks off this morning and stood on the grass of my front yard. It's still pretty cold out. There's still snow everywhere. But I just wanted to feel like grass on my feet, the earth under my toes. And it was kind of cool. It's kind of corny, but it was kind of cool. Make time to be quiet with yourself and just be. The thing I did right after I stood on the grass there in the front yard, I sat down. My house faces east and I get a beautiful sunrise and I just sat with the sun and just breathe and just take it easy. No distractions, nothing that needed to be attended to at the moment. I took a good 15 minutes to just sit and be quiet. Okay, tip number two, take some time to set an example that differs. We've got enough anger in the world today. We've got enough bandwagoning going on already. Take a break from the news. That's the biggest point of this one, I think. We have never been a family that has the television on beyond like the show we're watching, right? But I know people that have it on like 24/7. There's news in the background, and even sports talk can It's a little mellower, obviously, than some of the news options we've got these days, and that's okay. But take some time to maybe reach out to your friends, like I said before. Reach out to people you've not talked to in a while. Just say hello. Take it a step further and thank those who've supported you and who are helping you now. But rather than carry on with this seeming need to rant or express disappointment with everything that's going on, find the brighter side of things and share that with your friends and family instead. Okay, tip number three. I'll stop counting these off as 1, 2, 3 in a second. Well, maybe after this one. Maybe not. Who knows? Get back in touch with your creative side and make it a point to share it. Whether it's photography or music, painting, dancing, things that you've enjoyed in the past but maybe have let slip. It happens. I know that a lot of people are getting back in touch with things, and this is one of those kind of converse issues of COVID that we see at trailheads and on the mountain and different outside pursuits. It's great. People are finding the outside again. That's fantastic. Do the same thing with those things that were creative and things that you enjoyed as a child, whether it's just being out in nature and discovering things and exploring, or one of these skills that we talked about before. And make it a point to share with people. That's not an easy thing to do all the time. But you know what? I love when people ask me if I'm still playing live, right? My daughter and I got a chance to play a few weeks ago, and it wasn't a full concert. It was just a couple songs. But just the same, people enjoy it. I'm assuming they enjoy it. I'm assuming that if they didn't, they probably wouldn't ask me about it. They'd probably find a way to talk about something else. But when they're asking, you know, whether you're still doing this thing, people are kind of hungry for it, and it's okay. I love it. It's great. Okay. Make time every day for movement. Go for a walk. Go for a run. Leave the phone behind. It doesn't have to be something that you capture in data every time. We're too sedentary these days. Movement was not something that our grandparents or our great-grandparents had to even think about, right? They just didn't sit still all day. They didn't sit behind a desk or sit behind a screen all day. Make time for it. Find a friend and share that time is a good way to do it. Or if you need some different ways to motivate yourself, maybe consider a streak. I'm starting a new one right now with running for myself. 30 days for at least 30 minutes and no more than an hour at this point. I'm just looking to make it an everyday activity. I'll round up to the nearest half mile at the end of that time that I've set for the day, and I'm doing it every day for 30 days, period. No exceptions. All right, next tip, forgive others, particularly for what I'll call surface issues, like driving when someone cuts you off or doesn't turn immediately when the light goes. I mean, obviously they're probably looking at their phone and maybe a little tap on the horn would be helpful, but don't lay it on. Like, right, that's chilling out with the anger thing too, but forgive them. We don't know what their circumstances are. Forgive comments online, anything said anonymously and the like, let it go. We're the ones that suffer when we carry the weight of a comment or the perceived wrongdoing of others. Let it go. Do yourself a favor. Forgive yourself. It goes double for things that we carry about our own mistakes. These are arguably more damaging to us. To be clear, I'm not talking about mistakes of major consequence. I'm talking about things of minor consequence. If you miss a day of your streak, for instance, let it go and start again. Take the time to reflect on why you missed the goal or why you didn't hit the mark on a project. Learn from it and keep going. Have the guts to be honest with yourself and recognize it as it happens and as an opportunity for progress. Okay, last tip, invest in yourself. We're never too good to not get better. We're never too good to not get better. Whether it's a new interest or a next step in your career, the resources we have available to us today and the ease of connecting with those resources make it hard to ignore. Find the time and the money in your budget and get started. Guitar lessons were exactly what I needed when I started again 5 years ago, and now I'm getting started with supplemental training for research-based training skills in this pursuit with ClearFit Coaching. Sometimes I think I drive people crazy with the new in everything I do, but I'm just not the type to be content and sit still for too long. Life is short and beautiful. Get out and explore it. Okay, it's January 10th. As I record this, there was a lot of interest in the Dry January podcast. And if you've embarked on that challenge, I would love to hear how it's going for you. You can reach out to me at david@clearfitcoaching.com or call me and leave a short message at 303-579-4847. I'll keep it all confidential. I know that resolutions get some flack in the press, and maybe you've not lived up to every goal you've set at this time of year, but honestly, who has? It's just a representation of a time to start, right? You can find that any way you'd like to. And you know this, every month is a chance to start. Your birthday is a chance to start. Monday is a chance to start. Today, you know where I'm going. The trick is taking the first step and then doing it again. So start small. It's okay if it feels too easy at first, because consistency is the most powerful force you can apply to any challenge the year holds for you. Commitment to helping others is my calling. If you've considered or are curious about how coaching can help you achieve your calling, I'm here. Or maybe you know someone who's talked about getting help with their career, relationships, fitness, or other goals. Share this podcast or point them to my website at clearfitcoaching.com. I hope that some of this resonates with you and that you found it helpful. The year is young. Stay on track and have the guts to make those changes that you've got in mind. My name is David with Clearfit Coaching. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great week.